Well, the South African economy is on the brink of a recession. President Ramaphosa hopes to stimulate it with a stimulus plan of about 43 billion rand, which will come from existing budgetary resources and new investments. This plan is set to inform Finance Minister Nhlanhla Nene's midterm budget policy statement in October. And Davie Roux, Chief Economist at the Efficient Group, joins us on the line now with his perspective on the potential of this plan. Thanks so much for joining us on the line, Davie, this evening. I'm going to start off with a quote that I picked up from Iraj Abidian, who said, we are not in a cyclical downturn that a stimulus or cutting interest rates or cutting tax rates can fix. We are in a state that is the consequence of a structural hollowing out of the economy. That being said, in your books, Davie, how much of a solution does this stimulus package that the president's laid out actually provide?
Good evening to you. Well, I'm afraid I have to agree with Iraj. This is not what we do have here in South Africa. It's a many structural issues that we need to address. And perhaps what we should be talking about is what does this thing called a stimulus package, what does it really mean? Because in my books, a stimulus package is simply something when the state spends more money than what it gets in. And the total fiscal deficit in South Africa is close to about 300 billion rand. So the total fiscal stimulative package in the South African economy is in fact close to about 300 billion rand. So what we're seeing now is a reorganization of the budget, a reprioritization of certain expense items, and I'm afraid that is certainly not addressing the main issues in South Africa. And I would argue that one of the main issues in South Africa is simply confidence towards the South African economy, certainly, which we do not have at the moment.
Absolutely. Well, while this planned package seems insignificant as it accounts for, what, less than 3% of government's budgeted expenditure this year, we've got Finance Minister Nene, in a tight spot where there are limited funds at his disposal, which will mean inevitably, as you've alluded to, rearranging some of the priorities. So looking at what has been laid out, and certainly not much detail has emerged thus far, Davie, how are you rating the viability of a plan like this, and where do you see some of the rejig starting to happen?
Yeah, I think the fundamental problem that we have in South Africa, if you listen to the politicians, if you listen to the president, and I'm sure the intention is quite good, they want to do things to support the South African economy. And I think that is the basic problem. We do not need to do more things to support the South African economy. Perhaps what you need to do is to do less things. And there are many things that we should stop doing in South Africa. I think there are too much so-called stimulation to the South African economy. There are too many people working for the state because the intention is to reduce unemployment in South Africa. Therefore, we employ more people. There are too many rules and regulations in South Africa because the good intention is certainly to try to support business, to try to create more business opportunities. And the actual effect of all this interference in the South African economy is that we achieve less of that. So perhaps the approach should not be to try to do more things to support the South African economy. We should try to remove the obstacles that are actually in the way of business in South Africa to try to grow the South African economy. And there are many, many examples. I think to start off with is that the state needs to spend less in the South African economy. We need to employ fewer people. We probably have to pay them less. The state should be less involved in things like, for example, state-owned enterprises, electricity provision, the airlines, and many, many other examples. So stop trying to do more and try to do less and try to remove the obstacles that actually stand in the way.
Having said that, Davie, the figure discussed at the Lekgotla includes funds that are needed to assist South Africa's ailing state-owned enterprises. Are you surprised that more support is being directed that way? And at what point do you see government starting to take a firmer hand with regards to the kind of funding it does supply?
We've been talking about the state-owned enterprises for many, many years now. We've had, I think, about 10 or 11 turnaround plans for South African Airways, as an example. Every year, the Minister of Finance promises us that this is going to be the last one. Every year we hear that we're going to convert debt into equity. Every year we're going to hear that next year is going to be better. They're simply not good at that. When is the penny going to drop? When are they going to accept that politicians are not good at running businesses? Stop getting involved in this. Get out of this and stop trying to stimulate the economy. Stop getting into the way of business in South Africa. And I can tell you, I talk to business people every day. There is a lot of money out there and people wanting to invest in South Africa. But they're simply not prepared to invest in South Africa when you have a government describes just about everything. They tell you who to employ. They tell you where to invest. And they tell you, and they also tell you that they're going to steal your assets. So that's simply not an environment in which people do want to invest in this country.
Absolutely. I mean, that is where the arrow's pointing to attracting sustainable investment in the country over a fixed period of time. Let's leave it there, Dabi. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Dabi Rutt, Chief Economist at The Efficient Group.